The City County Sports and Exhibition Authority envisions a mixed-use site in the Lower Hill District, with office and retail space near the downtown border of the property, giving way to housing as it extends further into the hill. A street grid similar to that of the pre-arena hill would be installed, with green space throughout.
The vision of what they're proposing is really a thoughtful one, the notion of kind of meeting downtown at the lower end of the site and nesting into the Hill District at the upper end.
That's Rob Stephanie, Executive Director of the city's Urban Redevelopment Authority. The URA will be closely involved with the redevelopment process. Stephanie is conservative in his estimates for when the project will launch.
Even if we were had developers pounding at our door saying, I want to do this first phase, you know, that's a 24-month process before you start to see the fruits of your labor. And we don't have people pounding our doors down.
After the SEA finishes raising the igloo, contractors will need to lay down utility lines and roadways before any new buildings could be erected, a $40 million job that could take years. Daniel Lavelle, councilman for the Hill District, says infrastructure work would begin in late 2013 at the earliest. But Lavelle says he's more concerned with determining how the final redevelopment will benefit the community.
Generally speaking, the plan looks okay. Now, yes, will we be concerned about how the buildings look? Absolutely. Will we be concerned about green space? Absolutely. The height of the buildings, the density, et cetera. Yes. The real conversation for many in the Hill will be end up the economic opportunity that presents to strengthen, to grow, and develop.
The demolition and reconstruction projects alone will generate thousands of jobs and millions of dollars in tax revenues for the city, the county, and the school district. When the site is fully developed, the SEA estimates about 4,200 permanent jobs to be put in place. After property, payroll, income, and parking taxes are all taken into account, state and local governments would stand to gain as much as $27 million in tax revenue each year from the property, according to the SEA. But the costs of redevelopment will be substantial, to say the least, and Councilman Lavelle says it appears as though local leaders will have to patch together a funding scheme to cover hundreds of millions of dollars in development costs.
They'll be potentially tapping transportation funds that come from the state. There are funds that come from the gaming within the state that we may have to tap into. There may be federal funds that need shaking loose. So it's going to be various pots of dollars being created to make this happen.
Identifying those funding streams is the main goal of recent meetings between city government, the SEA, county representatives, and other stakeholders. Lavelle sees the Pittsburgh Penguins as another business partner that could get funding unreachable by local government.
They obviously have tremendous resources on their side, and they have their own reaches into government on the local, state, and federal levels. And may be able to shake some trees that we otherwise may be not able to. So it's going to be a partnership, but we also need to be clear that this isn't a Penguins development.
As part of the deal to build the Civic Arena's replacement, the Consol Energy Center, the Penguins were given development rights to the Igloo property. The team's management declined an interview for this story. Carl Redwood of the Hill District Consensus Group says he thinks the Penguins should pitch in by setting aside $1 for each car parked in one of their lots.
We do expect that the city and the URA and the county will support our call for $1 a car for Hill District, which would help us to create this community improvement fund. That's our first step.
But getting that fee approved may be a long shot. Under the SEA plan adopted by the Penguins, the property would be divided up into 9 distinct blocks, with each portion of the development likely to be phased in as funding flows into the project. The site's main thoroughfare would be Wiley Avenue, which would divide the property nearly in half to the north and the south. Center Avenue would anchor the parcel's southern border, while Bedford Avenue would constitute its northern edge. Councilman Lavelle says he'd like the housing elements to be introduced first. The plan is to put up nearly 1,000 residential units for rent and more than 200 for sale in the eastern end of the property. A community center, parking, and green space would help flesh out that residential area. Redwood says he'd like at least 30% of the housing to be affordable to Hill District residents.
So it can't all be condos and market rate housing. There has to be some housing that is affordable for folks who aren't in the top tax brackets. There also has to be some provision for allowing some of the people who used to live in houses on those where those parking lots are now to be able to return and live in that community.
The western end of the property would be home to offices, retail outlets, and a 150-room hotel. Some projects suggested for the retail space include a movie theater and a music hall, but Councilman Lavelle suggests it's more important to find an occupant for the office buildings.
If we land a major corporate tenant, similar to how Equitable went to the North Shore, similar to how American Eagle went to Southside, if you land a major corporate tenant, that immediately allows you to develop at a faster rate.
But Redwood stresses it's important to think of the property as part of the Hill District.
We don't want this to be a continuation of gentrification where folks are further displaced from the community and it becomes an enclave for the owners of the Penguins and the rich people within the Penguins franchise to make even more money.
URA Chief Rob Stephanie isn't too optimistic about the timeline for the project or developers' interest in it.
It's a huge field of parking with very restricted infrastructure. And I think generally understood without even being on a trajectory to have the infrastructure.
Stephanie says there is something of a timeline in place, though. From the time the arena is demolished, the Penguins and the team's contractors must develop 10% of the property per year or relinquish the development rights of the land to the SEA or the URA. Getting the development on the governor's agenda will be a first step toward gathering funds and attracting developers, says Councilman Lavelle. He's calling for the SEA, the county, Pittsburgh City Council, and the mayor's office to band together in advocacy. Noah Broad, Essential Public Radio.